An Officer and a Spy by Robert Harris.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To Jill. Author's Note. This book aims to use the techniques of a novel to retell the true story of the Dreyfus Affair, perhaps the greatest political scandal and miscarriage of justice in history, which in the 1890s came to obsess France and ultimately the entire world. It occurred only 25 years after the Germans had crushed the French in the War of 1870 and occupied the territories of Alsace and Lorraine, the seismic shock to the European balance of power that was the precursor to the First and Second World Wars. None of the characters in the pages that follow, not even the most minor, is wholly fictional, and almost all of what occurs, at least in some form, actually happened in real life. Naturally, however, in order to turn history into a novel, I've been obliged to simplify, to cut out some figures entirely, to dramatise, and to invent many personal details. In particular, Georges Picquart never wrote a secret account of the Dreyfus Affair, nor did he place it in a bank vault in Geneva with instructions that it should remain sealed until a century after his death. But a novelist can imagine otherwise. Robert Harris, Bastille Day, 2013. Dramatis Personae. The Dreyfus Family. Alfred Dreyfus. Lucie Dreyfus, wife. Mathieu Dreyfus, brother. Pierre and Jean Dreyfus, children. The Army. General Auguste Mercier, Minister of War, 1890.